Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
For the 316th time, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo has sold out to Thomas & Mack for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada. The bareback bronc riding went this way in round 6 of 10. Canadian Jake Vold won the third round in a row for himself with an 85.5 on Wyoming's Jim Dandy of the Birch Rodeo Company. Each round pays over 26 grand. To win the best on 10 pays over 67,000, where world championships will be determined. In the steer wrestling, round number 6, a 1-2-3 tie with a 3.6-second time with Billy Buganig from California, Riley Duval, Oklahoma, Tyler Wagerspach from Louisiana. Team roping, Eric Rogers, 6-time qualifier with Corey Petska, were a 9.6-second time, not placing in the round. Blackfoot Indian Cowboy Dustin Bird with Russell Cordoza, his partner, were a 4-3 to finish 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Bird is placed in 4 rounds thus far this week. Jeremy Bueller and Luke Brown won round 6 with a 4.2-second time in the team roping. In the saddle bronc riding, Hunk Papa Lakota Cowboy from South Dakota, Chuck Schmidt, rode his bucking horse of Powder River Rodeo Company, Miss Chestnut. He was just out of the money, finishing 7th place. He's got 4 rounds, and he can win well over 100 grand yet. Zeke Thurston of Canada, a second-generation saddle bronc rider, was 88.5 on McDonald's C5 Rodeo Company from Canada. That is an Indian-owned rodeo contracting company. The horse was Black Hills in the saddle bronc riding. 2 Canadians, a horse and cowboy, winning it tonight. In the barrel racing competition, Kimmy Wall came back for another win with the fastest cloverleaf pattern of the week, a 13.46. A great race in the bull riding competition. Shane Proctor has ridden 6 in a row. He finished 2nd with an 83.5 point ride. He would be one of 4 men ever in the history of the sport to ride 10 for 10 if he covers the next 4 bulls. The 2-time and defending world champion Sage Kimsey has Proctor hot on his heels. Kimsey stepped it up again, winning the round with an 86.5 on a Texas bull by the name of Aftershock. In the PRC all-around world standings, Brazilian Junior Nogueira has been do-si-doing with Blackfoot Indian Cowboy Dustin Bird from Cutbank, Montana. Bird now ahead by just about 7 grand at 183. Nogueira has 175,000. In the bareback bronc riding, Tim O'Connell of Iowa has dominated the event all year long. He has won over $250,000 and is about 80,000 ahead of Caleb Bennett in 2nd. In the team roping competition, Navajo Eric Rogers from Round Rock, Arizona, is in 6th place with $135,000-plus with his partner Corey Petska. Blackfoot Cowboy Dustin Bird and his partner Russell Cordoza are in 3rd with $169,000-plus. Bird is certainly in shooting distance of a world title in the team roping to join his all-around championship potentially. In the saddle bronc riding, defending world champion Jacobs Crawley is a leader from Texas. 18-year-old rider Wright has been on his tail. He is from Utah. Brazilian, now Texan, Marcus Costa is your leader in the tie-down roping, but not by far. He has 188. Marty Yates from Texas is in 2nd with 159,000-plus. In the bull riding, PRCA world standing, Sage Kimsey of Oklahoma is your leader by over $70,000. We spoke to Canadian Zeke Thurston after a big win in the City of Lights.
That's a little horse from C5 up there in Canada, Black Hills. I've had her a couple times prior to tonight. I won Olds on her, and then I think I won 2nd in a round at San Antonio on her. So she's treated me good, and I kind of knew what she's going to be like. And I knew if I made a good ride that I'd have a chance at the round win. So just glad that it went my way.
A beautiful cowgirl in the Women's Pro Rodeo Association, Kimmy Wall, is in the winner's circle.
You know what? I won the 6th round. Foxy's working amazing here. I get to make another trip to the South Point. How awesome. It's just so unexpected and a dream come true.
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.